The basin plan process has been an enormous challenge for many Murray-Darling towns. But this week we've also visited communities that through strong leadership and determination have survived a very difficult time and are feeling hopeful about their future. Collie Amberley in southern New South Wales is one of those places. Anna Vito dropped in to check it out.
Customers wandering into Lynn Stucking's haberdashery are greeted by a riot of bright fabrics and ribbon and yarn. Lynn and her mum have been in business here for 32 years.
We're very proud of that fact. We've come through thick and thin and lasted.
Collie Amberley turns 50 next year. Locals proudly claim it's Australia's youngest country town. It was built to capitalise on the promise of the Snowy Scheme dams, and irrigation is its lifeblood. So in the millennium drought, when things got bad around here, businesses like Lynn's felt it too.
As soon as people stop spending, that's the first thing they stop spending on is the extras. We bear the brunt of a lot of that.
In 2008, the Basin Plan arrived with the Commonwealth's buyback program. Farmers who wanted to could sell water to the government. It was returned to the rivers and they could clear some debt off the balance sheet. Dependent on open channel irrigation, famous for growing rice, Collie, as it's universally known, felt targeted.
Hello, I'm Anna.
The rice growers who meet me at Collie Irrigation headquarters in town are in a pretty good mood.
No, they're still coming, they're still losing their face.
The tone was much darker in those early Basin Plan meetings.
In the middle of all that, we were a community of very, very angry people.
Trent Gardner is a rice and cotton grower. The way he saw it, the town didn't have much choice.
It was coming at us no matter what. One option was to snub it, but cop it in the neck. The other option was to take advantage of it as best we could.
Trent Gardner says leaders in this community set about doing just that.
Just saying we have to get more efficient or we are out. And we'll show the government, not them show us. So we did.
One of the most important figures in that turnaround was John Cullerton.
I spent a long time in the Australian Army and that's about leading people through difficult circumstances.
The chief executive of Collie Irrigation lobbed into town just as the buybacks ramped up.
I got the opportunity to work with terrific people. And my focus was on convincing people that we would survive.
When the government started paying irrigators to upgrade their farms and become more water efficient, locals here jumped on board, surrendering the water they saved to the environment in return. They embraced solar power and new crops too. For all that, the uncertainty hasn't gone away. Locals are anxious about what might happen next.
We're now at the stage of dealing with the really tough issues. And where those tough issues land will make the difference between a plan which truly does deliver the much promised triple bottom line, a proper balance. You know, we got a long way to go.
While many here credit John Cullerton with helping Collie get this far, they'll have to do the next part without him. Today is John Cullerton's last at Collie Irrigation.
What will you remember about the way that Collie has handled that challenging time?
My overarching thought will be one of pride, that people came together rather than, you know, collapsed on themselves.
The outgoing chief executive of Collie Amberley Irrigation, John Cullerton, ending Anna Vito's report.